This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Toni Morrison died last night, an iconic American writer with more accolades than we can fit into this program. The Pulitzer Prize, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the Nobel Prize in Literature. All for her decades of novels and essays and stories revealing some of the nuances of Black life in America and the sometimes harsh truths of America itself. Morrison is being rightly remembered today as an author, but as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, Toni Morrison had a profound effect on the publishing industry as well.
Toni Morrison was the first African-American woman editor at publisher Random House. That was back in the 1960s.
When she was an editor, among the best-selling books by black writers were books that regarded black people as essentially exotic anomalies.
Errol MacDonald is a vice president at the division of Random House that published most of Morrison's novels. MacDonald says, as an editor, Morrison pushed for black people to be represented with dignity.
And she published some major books by writers such as Muhammad Ali, Angela Davis, Huey P. Newton, books of relevance and of moment that opened the doors for many a writer of color.
Morrison also taught many burgeoning writers, including Jean Jarrett, who now teaches African-American literary history at New York University. When he was getting ready to go to graduate school,
she agreed to write me a letter of recommendation, and so if it weren't for her, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Jarrett is now head of the School of Arts and Science at NYU. He says Morrison inspired an entire generation and laid the groundwork for black writers, especially women, to have a greater profile in the literary world. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.